Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I just listened back to what will be this week's episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It and am lolling because my voice sounds horrible. I was really sick during a week when I had planned several different recordings and I powered through anyway, and I am sorry I did that because listening back, I am annoyed by my own voice, annoyed by the huskiness. I sound like just take a few days off work. That's my impression of Dan's impression of me when I'm sick. But yeah, I'm sorry. I will not do that again. Lesson learned. Pretty gross. But either way, I do hope you can get through it on Friday because I'm excited about the episode itself. Just not super excited about how I sounded. So welcome to another episode of Top Buys. Let's talk about the list. Now, last week, I sort of toggled with this idea of not trying to highlight only the products that hadn't made it into the top three list the week before, but rather highlight the items that people keep buying week over week, sort of highlight how many weeks they've been on the list, highlight when they've been bumped. Like, we're talking like Ryan Seacrest, American Top 40. I'll try not to make it super repetitive, but we will do like a run through of the top buys every week, and we will talk about what made the list, maybe if something got bumped off the list, maybe if there's a newcomer first time on the list, we'll discuss. But then I was thinking, okay, like, well, how can we elevate the episode in general? You know, like, if we're not going to do three new products every week, because I do really like the idea of like honoring this, the true, true list of what people are buying, then, you know, what else can we do? What else could we make out of a mini episode of content against, you know, like the top buys of the G-Thanks community? And I thought, since in the Facebook group, there are so many people looking for things and there are so many people helping other people find those things, that I thought I could do some highlights of some of the best posts from the community, what people are talking about, what got the most attention, what people are buying, what people are recommending. And so the first thing that I want to bring up is actually a recommendation that started in the G-Thanks group, not by me, and was highlighted by Carolyn Moran Cook, who you guys know, she's been on the show now twice. She's in our Facebook community. You know her on Instagram. She has like 350,000 followers. She's great. She found somebody looking for like a loungy but able to wear out kind of pant situation, and someone recommended these pants from Amazon, and they are like a high-waisted thick waistband black, though they come in different colors. She got black and then I eventually ended up buying black pant. The thing about Amazon clothes is you really never know what you're going to get. There's sometimes some really, really big hits, and there are sometimes some really, really big misses. And I have had both. I've worn dresses to like black tie events that I have gotten from $25 on Amazon. I have gotten bathing suits that were purportedly my size and I could not get over my leg on Amazon. You almost don't always know what you're getting. So what I love about the G-Thanks group is, of course, lots of people, lots of opinions, lots of experiences, and sometimes you find a real diamond in the rough. And I think when it's time to look for black pants, that is when especially you want to call in people who have been around that track before, because there's no shortage of black pants on Amazon or like literally anywhere. And I don't know. I want to think and I want to hope that I have and that you have other things to do with your time than to scour for a pair of black comfy pants. And then the other problem with black comfy pants is that, you know, when you love them, you want to buy like 1,000 pairs. And then what ultimately happens is that you go back to find the specific pair that you loved and they've either stopped making it or they changed it a little bit, or it used to be this and it used to be that. And, you know, I'm actually kind of reminding myself of that LuLaRoe documentary where they were like, the leggings used to be so buttery soft and then they smelled like ass. And so, you know, we don't want that situation. So these pants are so good. Okay, so first of all, Carolyn bought them first and she shared them on her Instagram. I had not seen this post in the G Thanks group because, to be honest, there are so many posts a day on the G Thanks group that I miss some. And this is when I'm happy that people will call attention to these posts in other places and on other social media sites, because I have another chance to see something that pertains to me. And in the case of black soft pants, this always pertains to me. So Jessica Langer wrote in the Facebook group on May 2nd, "My friends, you need to know about these pants. They are so soft. So soft. They're the most comfortable things I've ever put on my body, and I have serious sensory stuff around clothing. They're not high fashion, but they're weirdly flattering enough to leave the house, and honestly, if I can wear them with a cute crop top, they can probably pass as regular daily wear. They cost $30 Canadian, which is like $6 US, which is not technically true, but I get what you were saying, Jess. They're so good. They come in a bunch of colors," and she spelled colors with a U, so we know she's Canadian. "I've just ordered more pairs. If you're a fan of soft pants, you need these pants. I'm not even kidding." She's not even kidding. So there are 75 comments on this post. A million comments. So Carolyn saw this post and then she bought. Okay, so let's go through some of the questions. Amy asks, "Are panty lines super visible or is the material sturdy enough to not show?" Jessica Langer says, she's the author of the post, "They're loose enough that I don't think panty lines would show. I usually wear seamless anyway, but I haven't had an issue." Sasha said, "I just got these." She links to ones from Old Navy. "Very similar vibe. I love them. Limited sizes. Sadly, just sold out. There are more sizes in the crop version." Okay, so we know that now these exist elsewhere on the internet. Okay, someone wrote, "I am wearing these pants now and I am so happy." And then Nassim wrote, "The saddest thing about the return to normalcy is the woe of having to wear real pants. I will not submit." And then Jessica pointed out, "That's the great thing about these pants. They're super current. They can totally pass as real pants." And Nassim said, "Yes. Now that I've worn them out, I agree." Katie wrote, "I've never purchased something so fast." Rebecca wrote, "Friend, you are an excellent salesperson. I just ordered 2 pairs. And then Carolyn wrote, "Ordered, LOL, I'm excited." So we are now influencing the influencer, because Carolyn is like a legit influencer. So she put them on her Instagram stories. She wrote, "They are amazing. I'm sharing on my stories today." And then Chelsea said, "You had me sold it soft." Rose pointed out that they look like the dupes for the Athleta wide leg studio pants. You guys, this is all within like maybe 2 hours of this post being posted. If I have not convinced you to join the G Thanks Facebook group yet, please let these women be the things that be the people who convince you. It is the best group. And I'm not just saying that because it's technically my group, but like everyone there is incredible. It's super active. Everyone is engaged. These really are the best pants ever. So Carolyn posted and I got tagged in the post because she said she found them through the G Thanks Just Bought It Facebook group. So, of course, I was like, well, now I have to buy them because Carolyn bought them and I can't not buy these pants. I bought 2 pairs, one in an XL, one in an XXL, because you never really know. Even with stretchy pants, you never really know. Sometimes an XXL in like a soft, loose pant can sometimes come on and look like a spandex, you know, biker uniform situation. And then sometimes you get the XXL and you're like, wow, like the waist is so big, like There is no stretch. It's just like falling off my butt. For some reason, both sizes fit me extremely well. XXL gives me a little bit of a looser vibe. The XL gives me a little bit of a snugger vibe. I'm keeping them both, but I think if I were going to order more pairs, I would go with XXL just because if I'm buying comfy pants, the looser the better, as long as they stay up and I don't feel like I have to hike them up all the time. But I think I'll keep the XL ones as like a, if I'm running to the grocery store or if I'm going to the dog park, like perfect for that. These pants are the most, they are so comfortable. And slowly I feel like we are building a wardrobe, right? We have the bra, which I also have on right now. That is the Gap ribbed seamless bra that we dubbed the lounge bra back in November. As a bra that you want to wear when you are sort of doing some like holiday lounging, maybe with like your in-laws or your parents, and you can wear pajamas or like a t-shirt and sweats or whatever, but you don't want to wear like a real bra, the lounge bra is the answer. These pants are the answer to what do you wear, like what kind of pajamas, what kind of cozy clothes do you wear during this time? Yes, you can wear them all year round. Yes, you can wear them anywhere. But I'm also thinking, like, when it comes time to pack a cute, comfy outfit in whatever situation I might find myself needing one, whether it's an Airbnb with friends, whether it's a vacation, whether it's traveling on a plane, whether it's going home for the holidays, these pants have just skyrocketed up the list. They're high waist, but they're not compression. They have that thick waistband, but again, it's not compression. So it's not tight. It's not pulling at you. But like if you wore it with a French tucked white shirt and like a blazer and like a cute sneaker, you would look completely appropriate for out of the house wear. There are very few things I think like a soft black pant cannot be worn with. I don't know what I'm looking for. You can wear these with anything. I really, really think that. Carolyn and I were talking. She was like, I want to do a post about this on my Instagram because I think that people are really only seeing them as soft pants where I think you can wear them anywhere. I think, if anything, the last 2 years taught us that you can wear whatever you want, wherever you want, whenever you want. And black soft pants are never going to go away. And I'm so sorry that my chair is squeaking if you can hear a little bit of that. In the background, I need to WD-40 it. So these pants blew up in the Facebook group. I feel like everyone bought them. I would say if you're between sizes and you want a looser fit, go with your larger size. If you want a snugger fit around the waist, go with your smaller size. I've thrown them in the wash, but not the dryer, because in the summer I hang dry most of my clothing. Can't speak to how they hold up in the dryer, but you're buying a $25 pair of pants from Amazon. Buyer beware in terms of what the dryer can do, that kind of material. It is a poly spandex. It is poly spandex material. I'm not sensitive to material, but these are really soft. I don't know that they would be considered cool. So they're good pants to wear like around bed and doing like bed activities. Like, but if you're somebody who needs to be cool while you sleep, you know, I don't know that you would want to wear them to bed, but that's like your journey. And I would love to hear from you if that is something that you're exploring in your own life with these pants. But these pants are so good. Jessica Langer, you did such a great job. Thank you for finding these, alerting us to them. Carolyn, thank you for tagging me in that post. I'm very excited to have them now. Oh, yeah, they do have pockets. I just read another comment. Someone said that it's a 28-inch inseam. So Carolyn is 5'8", 5'9". I'm also 5'8", 5'9". I have no problem with the length. It does hit a little bit on the ankle, like a little bit over the foot. But I also don't like my pants to hang, even when clothing has the option to be ordered in a tall, like Old Navy always does, like their jeans in regular and tall. I am often tempted to buy the tall. And then every time I buy the tall, I remember I don't want my jeans to be that long. So I am not bothered by a 28-inch inseam. I think any shorter, I would have had an issue. 28 is probably the least amount of inseam I can take. I think it works perfectly. They come in a million colors. If this sounds appealing to you, please give it a try. Report back. I would love to hear from you. Some people are afraid of the pilling. Again, $25 pants. Treat them well. Like, if you love them, I don't know. Like, I don't think it's a huge stretch to put them in the wash and then hang them dry, or just like let them dry overnight in the bathroom. They are that material that like will not stay soaked. And I don't think you'll have a problem. LK said, pregnant people, I just got my pair. Please buy them. I am reminded that I have to tell my pregnant friends about these pants. But what I'm going to do is, every week for the top buys episode, is I'm going to start by telling you what the top buys are, which I didn't do this week. Oh my God, I ruined my own schedule. And then I'm going to go into like a post or something that you guys are recommending and loving that I want to share with the bigger group. So, okay, we got that out of the way. We did the pants. So now you guys know about the soft pants. Of course, they'll be linked in the show notes. And this next part, which is the top buys part, will come before the recommendation part in the next episode. I assume you guys know where I'm going with this. You understand what I'm doing. Top buys. Okay. Guess what? Pasta necklace, still at the top of the list. People are obsessed with this pasta necklace. The company that makes them is called Delicacies, and they donate 10% of their proceeds to causes that help the food insecure communities in our country, which I think is amazing, because food and access to food is a huge problem right now, especially because of inflation, because of supply chain issues. And I think that being able to have a company mission where you're thinking about giving back in an important part of like the, I don't know, just when you've committed that from the beginning, and they've been doing this since the beginning, since they started their company, it makes me love them more. It only makes me want to buy more ravioli jewelry. So pasta necklace right at the top. Second was the ravioli sweatshirt, or variation of, another Etsy find. The store seems a little sus. I need to do a little bit more digging on that. But what I can see is that there were a lot of clicks into the ravioli sweatshirt and then purchases made across Etsy in multiple categories. So we're going to say that the top two spot belonged to the ravioli sweatshirt. It was like a gateway drug for people. The third were the pony beads, which I was really pumped about, because I was telling you guys last week that this has become my new anxiety hobby. It's a way for me to do something with my hands that is not using my phone. It requires absolutely no artistry. It requires no tools. All you need is stretchy string and beads and the ability to tie a knot and some scissors. And that's kind of all I'm willing to commit to. So I was happy to see that people were jumping on that bandwagon. I love that for you. I also love it for me. And what I'm going to do on Instagram is put out the official top 10 buys list and then show you how many weeks these items have appeared, and then the number of spots they've moved from the previous week. So I have to run the numbers on that. But I hope you guys like kind of getting a little peek into what the community is recommending and what we're loving from them. And I will link everything in the show notes. And here I am doing another solo episode. I was going to say I would love your feedback here if you're liking the solo episodes, but I only want to hear them if you're liking. If you're not liking them, don't tell me. I don't care. Just don't listen anymore. Please don't tell me. I'm too fragile. I'll see you on Friday for an episode of Do Thanks Just Bought It, and I apologize in advance for the sound of my voice. You just listened to another episode of Do Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the GThanks Instagram at GThanksJustBoughtItPod and the GThanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at GThanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline@GThanksJustBoughtIt.com or leave me a message at 424-245 1-800-327-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.